for every service, and this service today is no exception. Amen. I want the will of God done in my life. How about you? Amen. Are you hungry for the will of God to be done? Amen. Amen. Again, along with Brother Short, as we've said earlier, Lord bless all of you for being here. And if this is your first time to Tulsa Lighthouse Church, amen, we are delighted that you're here, but we'll be more delighted when you come back. Amen. I want the Lord to have his way in every heart and life today. Amen. I'm reading today from Ephesians, the first chapter, and also Colossians, the first chapter. Paul is writing to these churches concerning things that he prays about with them in mind. When I'm praying for the church at Ephesus and Colossians, or Colossae, for the Ephesian church, for the Colossian church, this is what I pray. Let's read about it, verse 15 of Ephesians 1. Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, notice, in the knowledge of him. Amen. Everybody say that with me. The knowledge of him. The knowledge of him. Amen. Now Colossians chapter 1. Again, three verses beginning in verse number 9. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with, notice, the knowledge. Everybody say the knowledge.
Knowledge.
Filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in, there it is again, the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. Amen. To the Ephesian church, he says, I'm praying that God would give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Not just head knowledge, but the spirit of wisdom and revelation, spiritual knowledge, Holy Ghost knowledge, biblical knowledge, the knowledge of the truth, what you know about God through his word and through the working of his spirit in the church. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Colossian church, he said that you might walk worthy unto all pleasing, that you would be fruitful in every good work, and that you would be increasing. Everybody say increasing. Increasing in the knowledge of God. You need to know more about God. Amen. Amen. I've heard from years gone by, some black apostolics would say, I know that I know that I know that I know. Amen. That's kind of how I feel about the Lord today. I know some things about God. And I don't just know it, I know that I know that I know. Amen. Can I get a witness? Anybody know that you know? Amen. Are you persuaded? Are you convinced? Are you, amen, got your mind made up today? I'm going to live my life according to God's word and God's ways. Amen. If that's not your case today, it can be before this service is over. Amen. I want to preach today. Know that you know what you know about the Lord. Know that you know what you know about the Lord. And everyone said in Jesus' name. Please be seated. Lord, bless you. Thank you, Lord. As we have read from these two epistles this afternoon, it's very obvious that the Apostle Paul is revealing a portion of his prayer for the church. And I believe today this is not just what Paul would pray for just the church at Ephesus and just the church at Colossae, but this outlining and this highlighting of a portion of his prayer became a part of God's word. I believe that these are things that this man of God prayed about for everybody in the church. I believe this was something that was a passion about the life of this great apostle. I want people to know more about God. Amen. He had a very enlightening testimony. He had an experience with God. Knew a lot about the word of the Lord before his conversion, persecuting the church of the living God, having papers in his hand, as we read in the book of Acts, going down to Damascus to arrest and arraign Christians. Amen. Arresting them, no doubt causing them to be imprisoned, tortured, and even put to death, thinking that he was doing what he was doing for God, thinking that he was doing the right thing. But when that light shined from heaven, knocked him to the ground in blindness, hearing a voice from heaven, as Paul would testify later in the Hebrew tongue. Now, it didn't take a long time for this man to catch on what was going on. There's a light from heaven that has knocked me to the ground. A light so bright that it has blinded my eyes. And behind this light is a strong voice of authority. And it's speaking to me in Hebrew. I think I might know who's talking. And so Paul asked the question, "Who art thou, Lord?" And the voice in the Hebrew tongue said, "I am Jesus whom thou persecutest." It meant what Paul understood was, I know a lot about the Lord, but there's something about the Lord that I didn't know. I didn't know that he was Jesus. I didn't know that Jesus was Lord. I want you to know from that point forward, Paul never forgot that knowledge. And he lived the rest of his life in the knowledge that Jesus is Lord. And he said, when I pray for the church, I pray that you'll have the knowledge of the Lord, that you will know what God wants you to know. Amen. Somebody shout praise the Lord. Amen. Knowing God and the knowledge of God is very, very important. First of all, it's important to God himself. Amen. The prophet Isaiah said, amen, from the Lord, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. My people, God's people, God is speaking through this prophet. And he said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. There's things that they are experiencing that they don't have to experience. There's things that they're missing out on, they don't have to miss out on, But it's not just about experience. He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Amen. Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Bible said that God gave the ministry to the church. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. Amen. For this is what he gave the ministry to the church for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come. This is how long I need the voice of ministry in my life. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. It meant you need a preacher in your life. You need a God called, God anointed, Holy Ghost enabled preacher to declare unto you the word of the Lord. God said, I'm giving the church the ministry for the perfecting or the maturing of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying or the building up of the body of Christ. And that voice of ministry in their life is necessary and needed until we come unto completeness and wholeness. And part of that is the knowledge. Everybody say the knowledge.
Knowledge.
Knowledge of the Son of God. Amen. And so it's very important that we do right with what God has given. Paul writes to the church of Hebrews that we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Amen. The apostle Jude writes to the church. He said, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith. He meant earnestly contend for the faith. He said two verses later, I will therefore put you in remembrance though ye once knew this. He said, this is something that you have known, and I am mandated by God to put you in remembrance of something you've known before. Amen. Is that a way of saying that you've forgotten something that you shouldn't have forgotten? I was going to write to you, he said, of the common salvation. That was what I set out to write to you about. But he said, when I started to write, I couldn't write about what I wanted to write about. He said, it was needful for me to write unto you that you should earnestly contend. Don't let the devil take away what God has given to you. Amen. Don't let life rob you of what you know about the Lord. I hope I'm helping somebody here. Amen. God said that what you know about me is very important. He said, I gave you the ministry. Amen. So you would come unto the perfection or the maturity of knowledge. This is not about head knowledge. This is not about degrees. Amen. We don't have nothing against education, but you know I'm not talking about, a plaque on the wall. I am talking about an experience with the God of all power. So something that is important to God that you have, it's going to be important to the devil that you don't have it. If it's something that God has gone out of his way by giving you the ministry that you possess, I want you to understand the devil will go out of his way to take it away from you. He said, Paul did to the church at Corinth, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Has anybody ever had a stronghold pulled down in your life? Anybody broke through to a victory? Amen. I believe that can be somebody's testimony before this service is concluded. As a matter of fact, hell has tried to put the screws on this service ever since we started. And I think it's time we put our foot down and say we understand that we have authority in the name of Jesus Christ and by the authority of His blood and His word to see the will of God accomplished on a Sunday afternoon in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Can I get somebody to agree with me to that end right now? Come on, let's put our faith to practice. Hallelujah. I said, let's put our shoulder to the wheel in the Holy Ghost right now. Hallelujah. Somebody exercise the authority that God has granted you in His word. And so, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not fleshly. They're not natural. We're not fighting flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, he would say later, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. But concerning the weapons of our warfare, being mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. This is what happens with our weaponry. Amen. Casting down imaginations. Things that you think that are not true. Amen. I read this. And I remember as a child how my mind played tricks on me, laying in a bedroom by myself down the hall. Amen. And in my young opinion, my bedroom was too far down the hall from mom and dad's bedroom. Laying there in bed, amen, looking at that open door that opened into darkness, and my imagination would flip on and I'd see things start walking by my door. I could see them. They wouldn't wave as they went by, but there was more where they come from. They just kept passing by. Amen. I'd look, amen, next to me and there'd be little dinosaurs in my bed with me. I saw. Now I knew it wasn't really real, but I really saw it. Amen. There's things that the devil wants to put in your mind. Amen. There are things that the devil wants you to think is the case. That's not the case. We're fixing to hook up with something in the Holy Ghost here. Amen. God says our weaponry, amen, is effective. And when we war in the Holy Ghost, imaginations get cast down. Casting down imagination. Come on, it's time for some things that aren't true to get cast down. There's some things in your mind that the devil has built up as truth that's a lie, and it needs to be cast down. Amen. Casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against what? The knowledge of God. It exalts itself against what you know about God. It doesn't exalt itself against God. The devil's already learned that lesson. That don't work. That gets you kicked out of heaven in a hurry. You don't exalt yourself against God But if he can exalt himself and overcome what you know about God, God can't be everything that he wants to be in your life. And you will be limited and restricted in your spiritual effectiveness. But the weapons of our warfare are mighty. They're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and casting down every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Amen. Go with me back to Genesis, the 3rd chapter, when Eve was conversing with the serpent. We know this was manifestation of Lucifer. This was the devil trying to interfere with God's plan on the earth. God had things the way he wanted it. He had created man in his image after his likeness. There was communion, there was fellowship. Amen. There was no sin. It was holiness. It was just the way God wanted it. And Satan said, I'm going to mess it up. Amen. And the serpent said unto the woman concerning that what God said, that in the day you eat of this tree, you shall surely die. And the serpent said, you shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Let me tell you what God really knows. What's he doing? He's exalting himself against the knowledge of God. What she knew about God was that tree's off limits. What she knew about God was, if I eat that, I can't have relationship with God. I'm going to die if I eat the tree of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That's off limits. God says, don't go there. And the devil said, if I can just mess with what she knows about God, I'll mess up God's plan. Amen. That's why Peter said to the church, we ought to gird up the loins of our mind and be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fastening yourselves according to the former lust, don't live like you used to live in the ignorance. Amen. In your ignorance. What's ignorance? It's lack of knowledge. Amen. If you're ignorant of something, it means that you don't know anything about it. Ignorance is not stupidity. He didn't say, don't fashion yourself according to your former lust in your stupidity. He said, the way you used to live, you didn't know any better. But now you do. In the past, it was ignorance. It was lack of knowledge. You didn't know any better. Amen. You were ignorant of what was right. He said, but you're not in ignorance now, because knowledge has come. I said, knowledge has come. There's some things that you know about God. He meant hell will exalt itself against what I know about God. But I've come to preach today. I know that I know what I know about the Lord. And hell can lie to me, but I know what I know. Hell can say it ain't so, but I know what I know. Lift up your hands right now and let's thank God for his goodness. Would you worship the Lord? Hallelujah. Pray the power. He cut. Amen. You see, knowing the truth is very important. Amen. Jesus said in John 8, if you continue in my word, you're my disciples indeed. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. Jesus was praying in John 17, and he said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Jesus said in John 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Sign of the end times. The mystery of iniquity, Paul writes to the church of Thessalonians. He said it's already working. He said there's going to be a time when the wicked will be revealed. The Lord will consume him in the spirit of his mouth, destroy with the brightness of his coming. Who is this wicked? Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, lies, deception, not true, false doctrine. False miracles. Notice in verse 10 of 2 Thessalonians 2, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Amen. Your attitude about what's right matters. I'm telling you, in these last days, you better anchor your soul in the truth and not just know what's right, but love what's right. Because there is a day coming that if you don't love the truth, amen, you are going, amen, to be uprooted. You're going to be cast about with every wind of doctrine. And the Bible said in verse 11, for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned to believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. I've not come to scare you, but I have come to get your attention. Amen. Fall in love with the truth. Fall in love with the Word of God. Fall in love with the God of the Word. Fall in love with the church. Fall in love with His promises. Fall in love with His ways. Fall in love with His presence. Amen. I believe they knew it. He didn't say that those that knew it, but he said those that didn't love it. Amen. I wonder how much we love what's right today. And so in my burden, I guess you could say I've said all of that to say what I'm about to say. You need to have this passion about you. Devil, take your hands off what I know about God. Devil, you cannot take away from me what I know. I'm telling you, I'm preaching to people today that what you know about God is under attack. What you know is the truth is under attack. Amen. It is under full onslaught of hell, even right now. And God sent me to this pulpit, not to defend the truth, but to defend what you know to be true. To defend your knowledge of the truth and preach faith into your spirit. You say, Brother Walter, what's faith got to do with it? Faith has everything to do with it. Because what I do about God and how I respond to God depends on what I know about God. And if I don't know the truth, I won't live for Him in truth. I won't do what's right. And my faith won't be based in the Word of God. That's why hell is assaulting the knowledge of God in your life. Because if He can mess with your knowledge, He can mess with your faith. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. In Jesus' name. There are some I knows in the Bible I think it would do us well to visit. Jethro, the father-in-law of Moses, had this to say about the Lord. I know. Somebody shout, I know. I know that the Lord is greater than all gods. I want to know, do you know that? Amen. Can I obey what I feel? Can I just preach it like I feel it? Do you know that you know that the Lord is greater than all gods? Amen. In Joshua chapter 2, the harlot Rahab had this to say to the spies. I know that the Lord hath given you the land. I want to know if you know God keeps his promises. Oh man, not casual, but I know that I know. Amen. This is a conviction of mine. If God made a promise, he's faithful to keep that promise. Amen. Job had something to say about what he knew about the Lord. And he said, for I know that my Redeemer liveth. Do you know that you know that your Redeemer is yet alive right now? Even the God of your redemption is alive. The God of glory is alive and well. I read in Job 42, I know that thou canst do everything. I know it. I know God can do everything. The psalmist writes in Psalm 119:75, I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right. Psalm 135:5, for I know that the Lord is great and that our God is above all gods. I know it. I know. I know, I know. Ecclesiastes 3:14. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. God don't play games. When God does it, he does it for good. 2 Timothy 1:12. He said, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Paul said, I'm going through some stuff right now. But he said, nevertheless, I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed because I'm going through a trial. Stop letting hell beat you up because you're going through something. Paul said, I'm going through something. I'm struggling. I'm suffering. But I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed of my suffering. Why? For I know whom I have believed. And I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed to him against that day. Somebody needs to hear the word of the Lord today. You need to know that you know that I know my Redeemer liveth. I know whom I have believed. I am persuaded that my God is able. I'm not ashamed because I'm going through something. There's also some we knows. And we know. Somebody shout, we know. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God. This is how the devil works. You love God, that's how come you're going through it. If God loved you, he wouldn't let you go through this. No. No. This is working for my good because I love God. And I know this. And so when I'm going through something, the devil says, they're at a weak moment. I'll attack their knowledge of God. And if this is not a conviction, their faith will grow weak. And I'll gain an inroad into their life. And I'll limit their effectiveness in this kingdom. And so when that whispering lie comes and says, that's not really what God meant. That's not how God really feels. This is exactly how God feels. Devil, go back where you come from in Jesus' name. I know that I know what I know about the Lord. Amen. I know whom I have believed. And I'm persuaded he's able to keep what I've committed. Somebody hearing this? Have you committed something to the Lord? Amen. Are your commitments under attack? Those things that you said, God, he caught all the God, you can handle this. God, you can take care of this. God, I know what you said. Oh, God, I know your word. I know your promise. I'm sticking with it. And it's under attack today. But I know whom I have believed. And I'm persuaded he'll keep his word. Let's lift our hands right now. Let's love the Lord together. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. I said, we know. We know. Amen. 1 John 3:2, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Somebody needs a conviction. I know my Redeemer liveth. I know, amen, that he's going to stand at the last day. I know that those skin worms destroy this body. In my flesh, I shall see God. I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded. I know. If you don't take Jethro's word or Rahab's word, the word of the psalmist or the word of John, why don't you take the word of God today? When God says for himself, I am that I am. I know who God is today. Because he said, I am Alpha and Omega. He said, I am the Almighty God. He said, I am the door. He said, I am the Good Shepherd. I am the light of the world. I am the bread of life. Telling you hell even has you in his crosshairs, and what you know about God is under attack. Amen. But somebody, amen, get the word of God today and say, there's some things I know, and devil, you didn't give it. It's not yours to give, and therefore you can't take it away. I know that he's God. I know he's great. I know he's mighty. I know he's awesome. Amen. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I am the Amen. Amen. If God loved you, he wouldn't let you get sick. Amen. I know what he said. I'm the Lord that healeth thee. How could he be a God that heals if he doesn't let you get sick? I want to know, the disciples said, who's at fault here with this man that needs a miracle? Who sinned? Who sinned, Lord? His mother or his father, that this man was born blind? The truth was, it's not a sin issue. It's a glory issue. God's going to get some glory out of this. And Paul stands in the front of the line and says, I may go through a lot of stuff I don't want to go through, but I'm not getting out of line. Amen. Because when I'm weak, then am I strong. Because I know what I know about the Lord. And I trust him. And I know he's able to keep what I commit unto him against that day. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the root and offspring of David. I am the vine. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. I am your exceeding great reward. I am your salvation. I am your shield. I am with you always. I've come to tell somebody right now, God has not forsaken you. I know the lies of hell. God gave up on you a long time ago. You're wasting your time. No, I know. I know from Genesis 1 that God is the creator. I know from Deuteronomy 6 that God is one. I know from the prophet Isaiah that God is eternal. God is holy. And he hears the cry of the humble. I know God's a healer, because with his stripes we are healed. I know from Revelation 1 and 8 and Ephesians 3 and 20, God has all power. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. I know, according to his word, that God is faithful. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it. I know that I know what I know about the Lord. I'm persuaded. I'm convinced. I'm confident. I know from Romans 4 and 21 that God keeps his promises. I guess when it all really boils down to what really matters, I know that God wants everybody to be saved. If you're here today and you have not experienced the wonderful gift of the Holy Ghost through obeying the gospel, repenting of your sins, being baptized in Jesus' name and being filled with the Holy Ghost, I want you to know today that I know, according to this book, that God wants everybody saved. The Bible said the Lord, 2 Peter 3 and 9, is not slack concerning his promises. Some men count slackness. He is long-suffering to usward. He is not willing. Do you know this? Do you know that he's not willing that any perish, but that all should come to repentance? 1 Timothy 2 and 4, do you know that God will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth? I know that God will have all men to be saved. I know that God will have all men to come to the knowledge of the truth. Hallelujah. What do you know today? I know God loves me. I know God cares. I know he's awesome. I know he knows who I am. I feel the Holy Ghost here right now. I know he knows what I need. I know that he's not afraid of what I'm going through. I know I'm not forsaken. I know I'm fighting hell, but I'm not alone. For lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. It might feel like I'm fighting all by myself sometime, but I know that I have confidence. I'm trying to help somebody right now. Pick yourself up by your bootstraps. Get a fresh grip on what you know about God. And look the devil square in the face and say, get out of my life. Get your hands off what I know. I got this from God. And I'm not letting go of it. Hallelujah. Stand and clap your hands to the Lord, everybody, in this sanctuary. Hallelujah, come on. It may be under attack, but what you know doesn't have to be defeated. Amen. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. Let the word of God build your faith right now. I'm ready for the word of God to be performed in my life. I know the word of God. I know there's no sin that God won't forgive if you repent. Brother Waldrop, you don't know what I've done. I don't have to know. Because I know that if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all. Come on, this is where the rubber meets the road. It's when you start dealing with salvation, the devil gets really upset, because this is the thing that really matters to God. Last Tuesday night at prayer service, Pastor Howard was standing in this pulpit, and we started praying for the lost. And I'm telling you, if you were here, you remember there was something that come down. If I've ever heard from the Lord standing right there, it's like the Spirit of God whispered to me, "This is my heart. This is my heart. Salvation is what matters most to me." And when you pray for revival, when you pray for harvest, when you pray for salvation, you're praying the heart of God. The anointing of God came upon Tulsa Lighthouse Church. And something special happened in the Spirit, because we're in the will of God in our prayer. I know that God will have all men to be saved. You're not a lost cause. You're not a hopeless case. God hasn't given up on you. Church, pray with me right now. Just go to church and go through the motions. You'll never be what God wants you to be. I know better. I said, I know better. I know what I feel right now in the Holy Ghost. I know what I feel God reaching. I know when I tap into that vein of burden. Lord, bless you, my brother. Hey, amen. There's more just like you here. Come to this altar. Hey, amen. I'm not coming alone. I'm coming with what I need. And I'm coming with what I know. That's faith. I'm acting on what I know. Come on, church, let's go somewhere in the Holy Ghost. There's a place in the Spirit that God is calling us to right now. Why don't you step out in faith? Amen. Come to this altar and say, I'm ready to act on what I know. I'm tired of living in fear. I'm tired of hoping. I'm tired of wishing. Lord, bless you, sis. Lord, bless you, sis. Lord, bless you, brother. Lord, bless you, sister. Church, keep praying. Come on, don't stand around and look around. Amen. You've got something you need from the Lord today. And the Lord is here. I know the Lord is here to meet your need. Hallelujah. I'm coming. I said, I'm stepping out with what I need and what I know. And when what I need meets what I know, a miracle happens. Because you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Hallelujah. Press on in. Hallelujah. Come on, let's obey the Holy Ghost together. Oh. Brother Waterpipe, I need a miracle. Amen. I know God's a miracle worker. Brother Waterpipe, I need direction. He's a direction giver. Brother Waterpipe, I've got a need. My God shall supply all of your need. You don't have to stand around and watch somebody else get their need met. I'd put this microphone down if I felt like everybody needed to respond. Had somebody else need to take a step of faith right now. We'll invite everybody, but you need to make a declaration today, a declaration of your faith. I know that I know what I know about God. This is not casual with me. This is not easy come, easy go. This is not trial and error. I mean business with what I know about God. Hallelujah, church family, gather in. Let's break through with our brothers and sisters right now.
I said, let's go somewhere together in the Holy Ghost. Let's let the word of God be confirmed. God wants to pour out the Holy Ghost today. I said, God wants to pour out the Holy Ghost. I said, God wants to fill somebody with the Holy Ghost today.